Good morning and welcome back to the roundtable. Elise Guy Blachet. We'll get the actual pronunciation from someone who actually can pronounce it in just a second. Was the first female director and the first film studio owner. She made her first film, by her own account, in 1896 at the age of 23. She went on to write, direct, or produce more than 1,000 films. Upstate Women in Film and Television, UPWIFT, will present a selection of films at the Rosendale Theater in Rosendale, New York on Wednesday, November 30th, at the Linda in Albany on Saturday, December 2nd, and at Upstate Films in Ryback on Sunday, December 11th. Part of the presentations will be a Skype Q&A with producer and director Pamela Green, who is currently making a feature full-length documentary about Guy Blachet, and she joins us this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we also welcome Hannah Sofka, who is president of UPWIFT. Hannah, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
So give me pronunciation skills and tell me how you got involved in this whole project.
Well, is it me or?
Well, yeah, I'll start with Hannah, and then we'll go to Pamela.
Okay. So a goal of mine, being president of UPWIFT, is to promote the idea of women directing films. And of course, we screen women's films that are being made right now. But I also wanted to kind of reach back into history and remind people of some of the pioneers of filmmaking who were women. And I actually learned about Elise Guy Blachet at a film festival 7 years ago. And I was absolutely shocked that I'd never heard of her before because there are just so many firsts associated with her, and actually she made such amazing work. So then in the meantime, just doing my filmmaking thing, I met a very talented production designer named Anastasia Massaro, who connected me with Pamela, who I found out was doing a feature-length film about Alice, something that's incredibly challenging, and I'm sure Pamela will share with you about that. So I thought, wouldn't it be amazing, first of all, to see some films by Alice, to share this, to remind people, actually, no, to teach people about this figure from film history, and then also to involve a female filmmaker who right now is researching and doing a film about, you know, this very important, hopefully soon to be much more recognized figure from film history.
So I will go to you, Pamela, now as to how you came to this subject and this very interesting, fascinating woman.
Well, first of all, I just want to say I'm very impressed with your intro. You're the first person probably to get it right in a long time. And her pronunciation.
Well,
that's a big deal.
That's all Hannah, by the way, but go ahead. Thank you.
But that's one of the reasons why she's not known is her name is mispronounced. It's misspelled throughout history. The facts are inaccurate. You know, that's important. How I found out about her is I didn't go to film school. I actually have a company that does opening credits for films. And, you know, I work in television and film. And like I said, I didn't go to film school. And I just happened to stumble on a show about pioneering women in cinema that was on AMC with Barbara Streisand, Minnie Driver, Hilary Swank, Shirley MacLaine, Susan Sarandon. I'm sure I'm missing someone. Shirley MacLaine introduced Alice, and that was kind of it for me because I just couldn't believe that this woman existed and she had done all these things. And like most detective stories, I needed to find out more. And I started asking people, have you ever heard of her? Have you ever heard of her? And it just kind of grew. And then I decided I needed to do something about it. And here we are.
So tell us a little bit about the documentary that you're making and the story that you're ultimately looking to tell.
I guess the most important thing to me is I didn't want her to just be a trivia question and answer, something that you would just see as a footnote. I wanted to find out more personally what she was like as a person, and, you know, her accomplishments and her work. I mean, those are the, and her legacy, who she influenced, et cetera. So when you take on a task like this, it's actually a good thing to be naive, because if I knew what was involved, yeah, exactly. If I knew what was involved initially, I probably would have immediately ran the other way.
Right.
You're going back to 1895, if not sooner. The woman lived till she was 94, and things are not preserved. They're not archived. There's no documentation, and you need to really do detective work. It's really much a Sherlock Holmes kind of film, documenting and, you know, proving that she existed and that she did do all these things, but also visually giving different kind of storytelling, where it's not just a bunch of people that have never met her talking about her. It's real people that, you know, we found. And also giving context visually to the graphic medium and editorial world that I come from. So it just has a little bit more of a visual look and sound to it, which is, I think, a little bit different than most documentaries.
Hannah?
Yeah, during the three programs that we have, we're going to see actually six different films. We'll see three films in Rosendale that will be accompanied actually with live music, live piano, improvised actually by a talented local composer, Martha Waterman. And then at the Linda and in Rhinebeck, we will see programs of three other films than what's in Rosendale, featuring music by a female composer, a living female composer, Tamar Muscal. And all of these films are actually a rare opportunity. They're actually amazing. We're not just going back in time to see something because it's historic. They're actually incredibly modern. Like Alice was into, for example, filming on location. At a time when, you know, things were kind of theatrical looking. She was also, and I really want to talk about this, the first director to tell actors to be natural, to not do theatrical acting in front of the camera. And actually Pamela's documentary project is titled Be Natural. And I want to say that we are going to see these wonderful selections thanks to a lot of research and digging and detective work that Pamela did. And we will also see some sneak peeks at our film, which I've seen a bit, and it's actually tremendously visual, really interesting. So you will kind of, you know, coming to the any of the three theaters, and I encourage people to try to catch two shows, so you'll actually get to see six films.
Yeah, go on the tour.
You will actually see, go on the tour. This is like a festival. You will actually see real films by Alice, which you can't just go and see anywhere. And also, you'll get a chance to kind of see the world of Alice. That's kind of how I feel about what I've seen of Pamela's footage, that she definitely is in her documentary kind of creating the world, the context, that these films came from.
I seem to have been playing with this all week, but I just want to make sure, because originally I think I said Saturday, December 2nd. It's Saturday the 3rd, correct? The event takes place on Saturday?
Oh, no. We have one tomorrow night at the Rosendale Theater.
On the 30th.
Yes, and then the second Friday,
At the Linda. And that is December 2nd.
Yes,
okay,
and that's at 8 p.m. And then we're going to have one matinee show of the same material that you could see at the Linda at Upstate Films Rhinebeck. That'll be on Sunday, December 11th at 1 p.m.
Okay, so the dates are right, which is Wednesday, November 30th, and Friday, December 2nd, and Sunday, December 11th.
Oh, and Pamela is going to live Skype in from Los Angeles, so you could actually ask her some questions and find out more about this amazing person.
Excellent, and good for you. You don't have to fly. You can just join us and not even have to deal with that.
Well, because I'm still working on the movie.
Right. Yeah, you have work to do. You can find out more information, go to upwif.org, or you can also, of course, go to the Linda website, which is thelinda.org, upwif.org, or thelinda.org. KPRG. Pamela Green and Hannah Sofka, I thank you very much for being with us.
And I just want to make sure.
No, one more thing. We want to say one more thing.
Okay. you have 10 seconds to say one more thing.
We're completely donation-based and have been for 6 years. So if people want to help us get this movie out there, BeNaturalTheMovie.com.
Okay.
And we're tax deductible, too. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Pamela, Hannah, thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.